Picture sitting across from a CEO who's built $3 billion companies in just 2 decades. He leans forward and says, "I can teach you exactly how I did it." That's what Adam Coffey offers in Empire Builder, a masterclass in transforming ordinary businesses into extraordinary empires. Unlike theoretical business books, Coffey's approach comes from the trenches, having personally led 58 acquisitions, generating billions in successful exits. His methods have been battle-tested across multiple industries and economic cycles, making this perhaps the most practical guide to business empire building ever written. Even Warren Buffett would appreciate Coffey's pragmatic wisdom that has made this book required reading in business schools and boardrooms alike. The statistics are sobering. 18% of businesses fail in their first year, 50% within 5 years, and 65% within a decade. Common pitfalls include inadequate market research, poor financial planning, ineffective leadership, and inability to adapt. My journey from military service to billion-dollar exits provided a formula for consistent success. The Army taught me servant leadership, starting each day asking, "How can I help my team succeed?" As a pilot and engineer, I mastered meticulous planning through pre-flight checklists and emergency protocols. These experiences showed that businesses without clear destinations waste resources. At General Electric during Jack Welch's era, I learned how empires operate. Welch's principles of being number one or number two in every market, implementing Six Sigma quality, and developing leaders became cornerstones of my approach. I witnessed how systematic processes transform good companies into great ones. This approach works regardless of business size or industry. Empire building begins with understanding why businesses fail and overcoming these challenges through strategic planning, leadership, and execution. Success leaves clues, and the most important one is this: sustainable growth comes from building strong foundations first. Warren Buffett's advice to never invest in something you don't understand applies perfectly to empire building. I once invested $100,000 each in companies whose products I use daily: Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and Home Depot, turning $500,000 into $2.5 million in 5 years. For building your business empire, focus on what people need rather than what they merely want. Needs are essentials people cannot do without: housing, repairs, clean water, while wants are discretionary. During economic downturns, people may delay spending on needs but won't eliminate them, making your business recession-resistant and more valuable to future buyers. As CEO of Wash Multifamily Laundry Systems with 600,000 washing machines in 70,000 locations, our revenue dropped only 8% during the 2008-2009 recession because laundry is essential. This recession resistance significantly increases business value when selling. For service businesses, target needs in highly fragmented industries, what I call passing the phone book test. When you find different companies in each city's directory for services like landscape maintenance, that fragmentation creates opportunity for empire building through buy and build strategies. Prioritize businesses with recurrent revenue streams and manageable complexity. Many entrepreneurs focus primarily on revenue, but this approach is backward. Revenue isn't managed from the top down. It's controlled by building culture from the ground up. A strong culture creates engaged employees who take exceptional care of customers, naturally driving revenue growth. Strive to build a culture where people want to spend their entire careers. Become your industry's magnet employer, where multiple generations of families want to work. Implement the four-legged stool: fair wages, excellent benefits for all employees, strong retirement options, and growth opportunities. Company growth creates advancement pathways. You need both content experts who've mastered their roles and ambitious employees seeking to climb the ladder. Prepare people for promotion through strategic leadership training. This approach significantly reduces turnover. At one company I turned around, we cut annual turnover from 42% to the teens within 18 months, remarkable for a trade-based business where turnover is typically much higher. Building a successful business requires mastering each growth stage. In stage 1, 0 to $1 million, 93% of small businesses fail by neglecting unit-level economics. Perfect your $100,000 business before scaling, following the 30-20-10 rule. 30% minimum gross profit, 20% maximum SG&A spend, and 10% minimum net profit. For stage 2, $1 million to $10 million, focus on customer acquisition by replicating initial success. Businesses in populated areas can usually find sufficient customers locally. Adding ancillary services to existing customers accelerates growth. In stage 3, $10 million to $100 million, expand strategically into new geographic markets. Choose locations within a few hours of your base for easier management. This is the time to explore acquisitions and private equity partnerships. Success in stage 4, $100 million to $1 billion, requires letting go of controlling every detail. While reaching $10 million demanded being an anal-retentive control freak, by $30 million you'll hit bandwidth limits. Transition from being a first-chair player to becoming a conductor. The minimum acceptable growth rate for empire building is 30% annually. At this rate, your company doubles in 2.8 years, triples in 4.2 years, and quadruples in just over 5 years, the trajectory needed to build something significant. I transform stagnant businesses into growth machines through 4 steps. First comes discovery. Like Dr. House from TV, I immerse myself in the company without preconceptions, conducting ride-alongs and interviewing employees, executives, and customers. Next, develop your thesis by analyzing notes for themes and connections. Then create a strategic plan focusing on just 5 or 6 key initiatives that will meaningfully move the growth needle. Finally, implementation requires making initiatives measurable, assigning ownership to leadership team members, and regularly reviewing progress. At the last company I ran as CEO, this process transformed growth from 8.9% to a consistent 34%. Even with effective organic growth, few mature companies sustain 30% CAGR long-term without M&A. Buy and build, acquiring and combining companies to create an entity greater than the sum of its parts, has been the foundation of every empire I've built. Multiple arbitrage drives M&A success. As companies grow in EBITDA size, their valuation multiples increase exponentially. By acquiring smaller companies in fragmented industries and combining them, you ascend the valuation pyramid and sell at a higher multiple. In my career, I purchased 23 companies averaging $2 million in EBITDA each at 5x multiples, $230 million total. After integration, this combined entity sold for 13x EBITDA, creating $598 million in enterprise value, a $368 million profit without additional equity investment. To convince founders to sell, frame benefits as asset diversification rather than walking away. Rollover investing works well, where sellers take partial profits, typically 70%, while maintaining minority ownership, 30%, for a potential second payday. To start building your empire, evaluate your business against these principles. Are you focused on needs rather than wants? Have you mastered unit economics? Is your culture magnetic? With these fundamentals in place, you can begin bending your growth curve toward that critical 30% annual rate.